Before I get into the message, I want to say something to someone who's listening. I don't know who they are, but the Lord knows. But the Lord told me to say this, so I'm going to say this. Sometimes we run from the Lord because that's what we're used to doing. We have a problem, we have an issue, then we run. And so we end up running from the Lord, and that's not who we need to be running from. The Lord is where your help is. The Lord is where your deliverance is. The Lord is where your hope is. And so I want to encourage you this morning, if you're running from the Lord, to stop running to away from the Lord and just begin to run towards the Lord. You can just keep running, just go and turn around and run back towards the Lord. May God help us this morning. Again, I desire your prayers. I've never preached a message on this that I can recall, and it's heavy on my heart. I know the enemy doesn't want you to hear it, but I want to get it out, and I want it to be a blessing and an encouragement unto you. So I desire your prayers this morning. The message is entitled The Blood. The Blood. All right, and we're going to be talking about specifically the blood of Jesus. But before we do that, we're going to talk about what the blood does in our natural bodies. And it's going to be some parallels going on there. Again, I desire your prayer. Someone go with me to John 19 and verse number 34. If you have that for us, would you read that, please? John 19, verse number 34.
One of the soldiers.
With a spear pierced his side. Forthwith came out blood and water. Who are we talking about here? Jesus Christ, right? Jesus Christ came down to save us from our sins. And the way that he did it is that he had to live a sin-free life right here. And all of this that we got going on down here. And then at the end of his life, his life was to be freely given by himself, and he did that. And then when he did that, then he died, and he was the supreme sacrifice for our sin. Pray for us. And then he purchased our pardon by doing that. And so when we read in John 19 and verse number 34, it talks about one of the soldiers pierced him in the side with a spear, and blood and water came out. So when we're talking about the blood of Jesus this morning, I want us to understand that Jesus' blood has already been shed. His blood was shed for you and for me. And so what we need to understand is we don't want that to be in vain. We don't want God's Jesus' crucifixion to be in vain. We don't want his blood shed to be in vain. The blood has a reason and a purpose, and we don't want to talk about that this morning. Continue to pray for us by the help of the Lord. Enemy wants to oppose us this morning, but I got something for you this morning from the Lord. But be praying with us, because he wants to oppose us. Lord, help us. We're going to talk about the blood of Jesus, and I don't claim to be an expert here, but when Jesus was crucified for you and for me, They pierced him in his side. And that's what verse number 34 there in chapter 19 of John is talking about. When that blood came out, it had a purpose. It had a reason. It has a function. And we're going to talk about that this morning. All right. I want you to look at what it is that it means for you. His blood being shed. What does that mean for you? I want you to apply that to yourself personally. His blood was shed for each and every one of us individually, and it was shed for you and shed for me. May God help us this morning. All right, so we're going to transition a little bit here. We're going to talk about functions of the blood in the natural body. All right, and then we'll talk about later about what it means for the spiritual man. All right, so the function of the blood in the natural body, blood is what we call a transporter. All right? It takes something from one place to another in the body. Yes. All right? So it takes oxygen. We need oxygen, don't we? Yes. All right? If you don't have oxygen in your body, what's going to happen eventually? things are going to begin to die. And so in the natural body, what the blood does, when you take a breath of air in, in that air, it's not 100% oxygen, but there's about 21% of air is oxygen. You take that air in, it comes into the lungs, it goes down your airway pathways, into the lungs, into the capillaries, and into the blood stream. All right? If that air doesn't get into that blood, then it can't go to the heart. If it can't go to the heart, it can't be pumped out throughout the body. If it can't be pumped out throughout the body, every organ in your body needs oxygen in order to survive. Things begin to die. All right? And so the blood, in the natural sense, it transports that oxygen on throughout the body, and so that your body can work properly. All right? Another thing that the blood does is it allows, be praying for us, it allows for the nutrients and the nourishment that we take in and we ingest into our bodies, it allows that to go into the bloodstream. We chew it up, then the stomach breaks it down more, gets into the bloodstream, and so the body's able to perform what we call work based on the energy that it gets from the food that we put in our body. All right, and so we have to understand that the blood is essential. Without it, then there's going to be problems. All right, and so it's carrying oxygen, it's carrying nutrients in terms of nourishment so that the body can work properly. All right, another thing that the blood does is it gets the waste that's in our bodies, and it takes it to those organs that get rid of the waste so that it can be gotten rid of. Did you know that your blood, it basically cleans you? Did you know that? It cleans you. It not only does it take the things where it needs to go so it can be used, but there's byproduct of that, which is called waste, and that waste has to get out of you. If it doesn't, then what'll happen? You start getting toxic. You start getting septic. You start dying. Have you ever seen somebody that look kind of yellow? You ever seen somebody like that? They call it jaundice. You know what that is? That's the body's inability to get rid of the waste that's in the blood, or get rid of the waste. The blood may be taking it to those organs, but the organs can't get rid of it. All right? And so this is what happens. Eventually, that person becomes septic, and they die because their blood is not working correctly, or the organs that are supposed to get rid of, that those things are not working correctly. So we need the blood in our body. We need it to work in a way that it was designed to work. All right? One other thing that we're going to talk about that the blood does in the body is, where does your fighter cells, where are they at? In the blood. What are they called? What color are they? White blood cells, right? If your white blood cells, so they're in the blood, if they don't recognize the foreign invader, whether it be a virus, whether it be bacteria, whether it be a fungus, whether it be whatever it is, if it doesn't recognize that enemy that's trying to get into your body, what ends up happening? You get sick. What happens if it still don't recognize it? Did you know that you can die from a common cold? Did you know that? People that die from the common cold, many times they've got something going on with their blood. Their blood is not able to recognize the enemy, or it's not strong enough to fight the enemy. All right, something that a baby can overcome, may God help us. We can't do it unless our blood is healthy. All right, and so we're talking about the blood of Jesus. If the blood of Jesus has a natural duty in our bodies, then what do you think about the blood of Jesus? Do you think it has a reason and a purpose for the spiritual man? Of course it does. We're going to talk about that this morning. Be prepared to read and stay with me. 1 John 1:7, what does it say? Anybody know that by heart? 1 John 1:7. If you don't have that, get there and let's read that for us, please. Walk in the light. He is in the light. Fellowship one with another. Pay attention. blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. All right? And so you have to understand that the blood of Jesus, the primary job for the blood of Jesus is to cleanse us from all sin. When you come to an altar of prayer and you say, Lord, I'm done with this sin business. Lord, I want to be saved. Lord, I want to live for you the remainder of my life. I've got all this sin that's on me. I've got all these ways that's on me, Lord. And I'm asking you, Lord, to take it all away. What God does through the blood of Jesus, it cleanses just like it cleanses in the body. It gets rid of that waste, that sin, those foreign invaders. It's able to overcome and overpower the sin that would rule in our lives. And it gives us power to live not only, Lord, not only to get saved, but to live a righteous and a holy life. Did you know that the blood is able to fight, the natural blood is able to fight continuously until it gets the victory over what's trying to come over you. In the same way, the blood of Jesus can fight for you and fight with you. It can be applied to the weaknesses of your life, to the areas that you have fallen time and time again. The blood of Jesus can be applied to those places in your life, give you power, give you strength to overcome those enemies. Amen. Amen. This morning. Amen. Amen. How many were unsaved, we would say they were sin sick. All right, sin sick. And what that means is, just like sickness in the natural body, when it comes upon someone, when sin enters into the spiritual man, that spiritual man begins to get sick. He can't get right. He can't do right. But by the help of God, the blood of Jesus, if it were to be applied to that sin sick soul, there's victory. Victory in the blood of Jesus. May God help us this morning. I want you to understand that salvation is through the blood of Jesus. That's the main thing it does for us, first and foremost, but it does some other things as well. Somebody get song number 127 in the song book. Someone else get song number 183. I'm going to start off with song number 183 because it is one of my favorite songs. It says there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein. Who is Emmanuel? Jesus Christ the righteous. It says, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all of their guilty stain. Lose all their guilty stain. Lose all their guilty stain. Sinners plunged beneath that flood. Lose all their guilty stain. The blood of Jesus has the power not to cover the sin, but to get rid of the sin. Back in the day, in the olden time, in the Old Testament, they used to have we'll talk about it, the blood of the bulls and the goats. And what that would do is it would atone for the sin. It would cover the sin. But there we have Jesus Christ, the righteous. He is the propitiation. That's a different word. You need to understand what propitiation means. It means do away with the sin by the grace and help of God. No more covering the sin. But now it's done away with by the blood of Jesus. It has the power to do that. May God help us this morning. So many people, myself included, before I was saved, I said, I can't live saved, Lord. Ain't no way I'm gonna live saved. I know me. I know me. I've tried it over and over again. Maybe I can do good in this area, and maybe I can do good in this area, but this area right here, Lord, I've fallen time and time again, Lord. I've fallen. I tried it, Lord. I tried it, and I can't do it, Lord. I can't do it. But when the blood of Jesus is applied, praise God, it enables me to be an overcomer by the grace and help of God. So no more repeated failure, but now I can live above sin, have power over sin. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Somebody have song number 127. What's verse number 1 say?
But I am sanctified by the
Must I in sinful bondage be deprived of my peace and my liberty when in that promise I can see the blood of Jesus cleanses. Read that chorus. The blood, the blood, the precious blood of Jesus, the blood will work a perfect cure, will cleanse that heart and keep it pure. The blood, the blood, the precious blood of Jesus. It says it'll cleanse that heart and keep it pure. God's able to do that this morning. He's able to cleanse us to the uttermost and then keep us from being defiled by the things of this world. May the Lord help us this morning. God's able to help us, but we have to believe that God can do it, and we got to come to him. Do we want to benefit from what he did already? It's already been done. It said the soldier pierced him in the side. That's already happened. That blood has already been spilled. It's there for you, and it's there for me. Do you want to be plunged in that fountain of blood? Psalm number 183, there's another verse, and it talks about till all the ransom Church of God are safe to sin no more. Somebody read that verse for us, please. Dear dying Lamb, is talking about Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Dear dying Lamb, thy precious blood shall never, ever, 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 never, ever lose its power till all the ransomed church of God are saved to sin no more. It has that kind of power, but we have to avail ourselves to the blood of Jesus. Lord, I can't do it by myself. I can't do it. I need your blood applied to my heart. I need it applied to my spiritual man. I'm sick, Lord. I'm unhealthy, Lord. I've got these things coming in, the sin that wants to invade, those wastes that want to come in and cause me harm in my relationship with you. And Lord, I know your blood can eradicate those things, can get rid of those things, and help me all along the path of life. Praise God for that. God's able to do it. Somebody go with me to Revelations 21 and 27. I'm trying not to hold you too long today, but I want you to get a hold of the fact that there's the blood of Jesus, and it was shed for you. It was shed for me, and you can partake in it. You can come underneath it, and you can be cleansed to the uttermost, and you don't have to keep on sinning. You don't have to keep on having those unclean and unrighteous thoughts. You don't have to be overcome by anything that would hinder you along the way of life. May the Lord help us this morning. Revelations 21 and 27. No wise, there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. And so we're talking about heaven. Listen, heaven is a holy place filled with glory and with grace, and sin can't get in there. You understand? So this is why the blood of Jesus is so important. I can live free from sin. I can leave here with my relationship with God intact. I can have a relationship with God where sin doesn't exist. God can give me victory over it, but the blood may need to be applied in some areas in my life where they haven't been applied just yet. I've told the Lord, I want you to deal with these things, Lord, but not these things. You see, sometimes we hinder the work of the Lord in our lives. And I want to encourage you that if you want to make it in, if anything that you know that you're supposed to be doing, you better be doing it by the help of the Lord. Anything you know that you ain't supposed to be doing, you better not be doing it by the help of the Lord. I said by the help of the Lord. You see, the blood of Jesus can give you that kind of power to do those types of things. But enemy wants to hinder you. He wants to keep you from believing that. He wants to keep you from seeking that. And then at the end of the day, he wants to laugh at you and talk bad about you because you've been tricked. May God help us this morning. All right. I want you to think about something. All right. Let's just say, for example, and we don't do these types of things, but some people put drugs in their bodies and alcohol in their bodies, right? Is drugs or alcohol good for you? Where do you think it goes? When the drugs goes in your body, where do you think it ends up? In the blood. Where's the alcohol end up? In the blood. So it goes in the blood, and then from there it goes to what? It goes to the heart, does it not? And the heart is responsible for getting that thing around in the body, right? Wherever the blood goes and whatever is in that blood is going around throughout the body. Do you understand? All right, and so if we allow, may God help us, we're talking about the spiritual now. If we allow things into our hearts, into our minds, if we ingest and take things in that are unclean, where do you think it goes? You see? Now it's in our hearts. Now it's being in our spiritual man. It's being pumped about it, and it is contaminating and harming the things that it come in contact with. Do you understand? And so we need the blood of Jesus to be applied on a daily basis. Lord, I need your blood today. I got saved way back when, and that's good, but I need salvation. I need your saving grace, your mercy, and I need your blood applied to me today. Because what it'll do is it'll help me identify what's trying to come in. And then it'll give me power to overcome by the grace of God. All right, now moving forward, I want to read a scripture that agrees with. Somebody go to 1 John 2 and 2. I talked about atonement and propitiation. All right, atonement was the old way. It was the Old Testament. It was not God's plan for us. Propitiation is the new way, and that's who Jesus Christ is for us and with us. When he died for our sins, he did that for us. Somebody read that, 1 John chapter 2, verse number 2. Propitiation for our sins. Not for ours only, for the sins of the world. So he's already paid the price. And that price is what is, well, I'm going to see if you're paying attention. Atonement does what? It covers the sin. What does propitiation do? Do away with it. You understand? And so when he died, when his blood was shed, what it had the power to do is not cover it. It had the power to do away with it. All right, and so you and I have the ability to be clean before the Lord, to live righteously and godly in this present world when his blood has been applied to our hearts and to our lives. And so let's not waste that opportunity. Let's benefit from it. All right, God has the ability to bless us and help us in that way. All right, I want to go to Hebrews 9 and 12, and I want to read that one too, because that talks about the bloods of the bulls and the goats, all right? Because when you say something up here, you need to make sure that you're backing it with the Word of God, all right? If it's not backed with the Word of God, then we don't know where that came from. We need to make sure that it's coming from the Word of God. Hebrews 9 and 12, it says, neither by the blood of goats and calf, but by his own blood. Who are they talking about? His own blood. Jesus Christ the righteous. By his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. The power in the blood of Jesus has redeeming qualities too. You got bad blood, you get a blood transfusion by the grace and help of God. You ain't gotta have bad blood no more. You know, when people are on dialysis, the reason why they're on dialysis is their kidneys don't work, their livers don't work, so it can't get rid of the waste that's in their blood. And so what needs to happen is they gotta go on dialysis, and the blood comes out of the body, it's cleaned, and put back into the body. That's what's happening. But when you got the blood of Jesus, you don't need all of that. You can just stand right there and be blessed by the grace and help of God. He can do all that for you. He can cleanse that blood of that spiritual man and make it completely clean. So it says, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained for us eternal redemption. For if the blood of bull and goats and the ashes of the unclean sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge even your conscience. Purge your conscience to the purifying of the flesh. May the Lord help us. I'm talking about get you clean and keep you clean. All right, way better than, I don't know what your favorite cleansing agent is, but the blood of Jesus is a million times better than that, and that's an understatement. So God has the blessing for us. All right, somebody go to song number 156 in the song, but what does it say? What's that first verse say in the song one number 156? All right. Talking about the blood. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is just another. These songs, I've told you before, I'll tell you again. They're written under the unction of the Holy Spirit. They are in agreement with the Word of God, and they are true. All right. And so it says there's a fountain open in the house of the Lord where the vilest of sinners may go. Well, a vile person is wicked and evil, and they don't want to do right. But if the Lord get a hold of their heart, and they give their heart to the Lord, they can come to that fountain and be made clean. It says, blood that washes whiter than snow. All right, and so the Bible says, and one it says, come now, let us reason together. Though your sin be like crimson, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be like a scarlet, they shall be as wool. And so what he was talking about is the ability for us to come to him and be cleansed to the uttermost, and not only cleansed, but to keep us clean. The song said in 127. In the chorus, it said the blood will work a perfect cure. And then what does it say? Cleanse the heart and keep it pure. And so the blood has that ability. All right, I want to talk about a little bit more about the blood of the spiritual man, how the blood of Jesus can help. Remember that what we eat had a lot to do with the nourishment and the nutrition of the body. Remember that? All right, so what do we eat as people of God? What is our spiritual food? Word of God, right? The things of God. We meditate, and we somebody go to Matthew 4:4, and somebody else go to Matthew 6:1. I'm almost finished here. I know you're surprised, but be praying for us because we want to get the rest of it by the grace and help of the Lord. Matthew 4:4, what does it say?
But he answered,
all right. All right. All right. All right. And so this is Jesus Christ in response to what the enemy was trying to have him do. Right. Remember, he told him, command these stones to be made bread. Enemy told him that. But the Lord said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And so what we understand is that the word of God is our bread. Our bread that we need from the Lord, it comes from the Lord. Okay? And so, it's not 6:1, it's 6:11. Matthew 6:11. Somebody read that for us, please. Matthew, go ahead.
Give us this day
our daily bread, all right? And so what it's talking about is what we're feeding on. Now, I want to encourage you this morning that the daily bread that God gives you, you can't get fat on it. It's not going to make you sick. It doesn't have a byproducts that are waste because it's coming from God. You can read as much as you want of the Word of God, and you don't have to worry about becoming spiritually fat. May God help you this morning. I want to talk about three conditions that people have. One of them is anorexic. The other one is bulimic, and the other one is, what's the third one? Malnutrition, right? All right, and so, let's see. We'll talk first about anorexia, all right? First, we'll talk about malnutrition. Malnutrition is if we don't eat enough food or we don't eat enough of the right food, then we have what's called malnutrition. Remember that the body has to work off of what we eat. The food goes into our mouths, into our stomach, broken down into the bloodstream, and sent throughout the body to do the work. Sometimes the child of God is not strong. They're weak because they are malnutrition. Malnutrition. They're not feeding themselves anything. And so they have nothing to work on. You see what I'm saying? And so God, he wants us to work in conjunction with his blood. Put the good food in your heart. Put the good food in your mind so that you can do the work of the Lord. May God help us this morning. Another condition is called anorexia. All right? And anorexia is interesting because people are actually afraid to gain weight. And some people are afraid of what's going to be required of them. Once I read this Bible and I get all this knowledge, then something's going to be required of me. But if I just stay right here and just barely, but what ends up happening is the same thing. I'm still malnutrition. I'm still weak. I remember running on a lady I prayed for her. But she was a grown woman, 20-something years old, weighed about 60 pounds. Yeah. Not because she couldn't eat, not because her body didn't work, not because her body wouldn't digest the food that was given and work properly, not because her blood was not okay. She was choosing not to eat. She was afraid of getting fat. She was that afraid. All right? Don't be afraid. You're not going to get fat on the Word of God. Word of God is going to be good to you. It's going to be good for you. It might be some difficult things in there, but that's all right. God will help you digest it and use it to the glory and to the honor of God. All right? Bulimia is something else. Some people, they take the Word of God in, and then what do? Spit it out. So they get the food. They're getting the good food. But, Lord, I don't know about this. I don't know about this, Lord. May the Lord help us. How can it get into the bloodstream and go out throughout the spiritual man, nourishing the spiritual body, if we're taking it in, and by the time we leave service on Sunday morning, we're regurgitating it and getting it back out? You understand? You understand? Did you know that malnutrition, I can be eating a whole bunch of food, but if it's the wrong food, if it's all sugar and all bad stuff, I'm still going to be sick? Some people want to read the Bible, but all I want to read about is the stuff that's easy to take in. I don't want to hear nothing about what I got to change and what I got to do in order to stay saved and be a child of God. I just want to read what's easy. May the Lord help us. The blood of Jesus works, but we got to work in conjunction with the blood of Jesus. We got to put some good food into this good spiritual man so that spiritual man can be a soldier. Because we got to fight, don't we? So we can run this race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. How you going to run and you ain't got nothing to run on? You understand? So may the Lord help us this morning. I'm done here, but I want to say that in the end, I've got one more scripture, but I'm just about done. And I want you to get a hold of what's being said here. I want you to get a hold of what's being said. This is in 2 Corinthians 4 and 16. I feel like I can't even do justice to the subject, but the Lord knows all about it. I hope that you're getting something from this morning that'll help you along the way. It says here, for which cause we faint not. Which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. All right, so I got two things to say about that. Sometimes we worried about that outward man way more than what's going on with that spiritual man. And I ain't telling you don't worry about you got to walk around in these bodies. You better do something about them. Right? I'm not telling you that, but I'm saying what's the order of importance? What's the priority? Yeah. I'll go run a marathon, eat nothing but vegetables and fruit and all this. But the inward man, though, I neglect that. How does that make sense? Right. The inward man is what's going to live on. So the other thing is, I can't stop the aging process. I can't stop injury. Injuries are going to happen. Aging is going to happen. I'm going to get older. I'm going to die. You understand? And so I can't stop that. But what I can do, it says in that scripture, the inward man is renewed day by day. So it's one thing that can get better with age. You can get better. Huh? That inward man can get stronger and stronger in the Lord. Your body might fail you. You might not can get around like you used to. Might not be able to jump up in the air and run a mile or whatever it is that you'd like to do. But that inward man can be renewed. And what God wants is for that inward man to be stronger day by day. And so through the blood of Jesus, through the proper nourishment, through allowing the blood of Jesus to do its job. Don't stop the blood of Jesus from doing its job. If there's waste in your system, let it get rid of the waste. Right? If there's a foreign invader, whether it be sin, whether it be self, whether it be the world, whether it be whatever it is that would hinder you, let the blood of Jesus identify that thing, attack that thing, kill it, and get rid of it. All right? By the grace and help of God. God's got that for us. I want to encourage you today that the blood of Jesus works. Ain't no way I'm going to be saved without the blood of Jesus. And some people are trying to live salvation without the blood of Jesus. We can't, listen, stop trying to be good. You understand? Stop trying to be good. Ask the Lord to help you to be righteous. All right? Being good is not going to be good enough. The Bible says there's none good but God. Remember the rich man that came to Jesus? And he did a lot of good things, didn't he? So if me and you was looking on, we'd be like, oh, yeah, he's doing good. But the Lord looks on the heart. All right? Incidentally, there's blood in the heart. May the Lord help us. So I want to encourage you this morning. I'm not saying don't be good, little children. I'm saying learn to be righteous. Learn to be godly. Learn to allow the Lord to do what he wants to do with you and your life. You will not regret it. You won't regret it now. And this is what I'm learning and have learned. You won't regret it now, and you definitely won't regret it later. May the Lord help us. I want to let the blood of Jesus be applied to my life on a daily basis. My goal and my aim, y'all know what it is, and it hasn't changed. It's not going to change. I say it for you and I say it for me. I want to make heaven my home. I want to take somebody there with me. I'm not take them, but I want to meet them there. I want to be a blessing and an encouragement to those that need the help. I want to be an example of the believers. So I'm asking you to pray for me because I know better. I got to do better by the grace and help of God. I can't tell the Lord I didn't know. I do know. And so I've got to live right by the grace and help of God. Y'all pray for me. I will be praying for you. I thank you for your time, your attention, your prayers for me. Amen.